The Timothy Group presents Pat Answers, a format in which we answer your questions regarding fundraising, capital campaigns, capacity building, team development, and more. Now here's your host, Pat McLaughlin.
Hey, thank you. Welcome to another exciting segment of Pat Answers. Hey, we get asked questions all the time. After nearly 1,800 clients, you know we have lots of questions that we can do in these segments to give you a couple tips to take back. The question today we're going to look at is a CEO who recently said to us, we have 5 or 6 field reps. Why don't my field officers, why don't they make more calls and closes? Why don't they bring in more money, more commitments, those kind of things? And we've looked at that for many, many years and been in the field with field officers over the years. And here's the conclusion we've come to. We're going to help you coin a new phrase today, and that phrase would be professional visitors. Many of you in the field have professional visitors. They know how to go out, talk to the donor, have a cup of coffee, have a cup of tea, a piece of pie, talk about the ministry, but then they close with prayer. That's great to close with prayer, but prior to closing in prayer, why wouldn't they say this? You know, Bill and Mary, we've known you for a long time and you're comfortable with our ministry. Wouldn't you love to become a donor, a renewed or an upgraded donor to what we're doing? We're making a significant impact in the kingdom. There's a lot of eternal value in what we're sharing, but I'd like you to give prayerful and careful consideration to stepping up this opportunity. Does your staff have win, keep, lift on their lips? You've won the donor. You've won their heart. You've been in their home many times. They've been in your office, whatever. Have you kept them informed about what's going on? And each year, have you sought, did you have a written plan, a written prayer plan to lift them to some new heights, some new opportunities for them to give to your ministry? We need to help organizations go to that next step. First of all, set the call and let them know why you're coming. Bill and Mary, I'd love to come. I'm going to bring along a personalized proposal. I'd love to sit down with you in your home, have a cup of tea, and then share with you some exciting plans we have for growth and ministry advancement here at the ministry. Secondly, when you get there, they're going to want to seat you in the living room. Don't do that. Not in the parlor. See if you can sit at the kitchen table, the breakfast nook. Even if you have to clean dishes or clear dishes, sit at the kitchen table. We call them KTAs, kitchen table asks. Those are great places. And you don't need to stay all day. There's no reason to do that. It can be 45 minutes to an hour where you catch up on their kids, their grandkids, whatever's on their heart, share what's on your heart, and then present a personalized proposal and make a request and ask them to pray about it and set a specific date to get back with them. This is how you take your development officers from professional visitors to professional stewardship officers. You help them understand that concept of winning and keeping and lifting those donors to new opportunities. And that's how Pat Answers.
You've been listening to Pat Answers with your host, Pat McLaughlin, founder and president of the Timothy Group. For more information about the Timothy Group and how they can help you reach that next level, visit their website, timothygroup.com. Be sure to tell others about this podcast and join us again for another Pat Answers.